Time.
Tell the listeners the time.
Time is...
This has to be a really short link now, okay?
Which, this one?
Because we don't have very much time to do
time.
It.
Time. Speaking of time.
Yes.
Time is...
Come on, quick.
26 minutes to 9.
That was good.
Oh, no, 8. Ah! Nearly got it right.
It was to 8, yeah.
Yeah. Sunshine 101. Sunshine 101 at 23 to 8 and Justin in Studio P.
Studio P is closed.
Oh, great.
This is Studio Q. They locked up the door on Studio P yesterday.
Just consulting my notes.
Some advanced paper rustling sound effects here.
Yes.
Studio P was closed up and unlocked yesterday.
Yes, I didn't realize this.
Yes, they're subletting it.
Who got it now? Hare Krishna's got it?
For a couple of months, I think so, yeah.
Love a cult following.
Indeed. It's going to be dry today with some sunny spells. Temperatures will reach 12 or 13 degrees. At the moment, it's 8 degrees in Dublin. According to a watchdog organization in the US, there are nearly 3,000 accidents involving commercial nuclear reactors in the US in 1987. The annual report of Public Citizen said there had been at least 430 emergency shutdowns in response to real or imagined safety breaches. It said the figures were an indication of the danger posed by nuclear power and failure to adequately regulate the industry. It added that there was every reason to believe that an accident like Chernobyl could happen in the US. Six more people have appeared in court in Britain charged with stealing papers and aircraft parts from the site of the Pan Am jet crash in Lockerbie. The five men and a woman aged between 16 and 47 were all released on bail. Four others have also been charged. If it's your birthday today. Friday the 30th of December. Isn't it? It's terrible to have a birthday so close to Christmas because everyone's skint and you get crappy presents.
You don't get anything.
Absolutely.
So who never got presents?
Tracy Ullman is 29. That's the way she moved to the States because her family never gave her presents.
They can never afford to give her anything.
That's just terrible. She used to get some pieces of wrapped up pudding, which wasn't very entertaining, really.
Well, you get batteries with it, you know.
Yeah. No, batteries weren't included.
Can I just get a quick... Seeing as we're talking about birthdays, I'd just like to remind you all that there are only 163 shopping days to my birthday. Thank you.
Thank you, Dusty.
Thank you, Dusty. That's fantastic.
Go back to your room now, please.
He's in Studio P, is he?
No, Studio P is closed.
Yeah, that's
what he's trying to join them. He's been hammering on the door for the last half hour. I've shaved my head, he cries. Let me in.
I can sing.
Yes, and I have a towel. Bo Diddley is 60.
Fine, it's no problem here.
A year older than last year.
I will not argue with
and
that
that's
one.
It, basically. Nothing else of any importance ever happened. But, you know, next year, of course, it'll be important because we'll be able to say a year ago today we closed down. Yeah. Temporarily.
So you've got a minute and a half to make up, Justin.
Right,
so
okay.
What got there?
A couple of sick news stories. These are sick.
So well, at least you're not going to sing.
If you're of a delicate, nervous disposition, turn up your radio.
Yeah, turn it up a bit.
Two men from Illinois were trying to tow a tractor trailer with their pickup truck when they ran over and accidentally killed their friend. They'd had a few beers and they weren't quite sure what to do with them, so they stuck them in the seat between them and drove off. And then they stopped at a restaurant and had hamburgers and coffee while they decided what to do, but they left their friend sitting out in the truck on his own.
Wasn't very hungry.
After lunch, they drove down to the hospital and he was pronounced dead on arrival. But perhaps the sickest of this morning, Carolyn Matsumoto from Berkeley in California locked herself into her home and then committed suicide by climbing into the dishwasher and washing herself to death. A police spokesman said the dishes had been neatly stacked along with some personal effects alongside the machine.
Saved the mortician a job, didn't it?
It did. I'm Justin McKenna. Now back to the non-stop hot hits on Sunshine 101.
Mind is out of reach. The scale.
it nice and slow?
Nice and slow.
Mellow.
Yeah, really fast.
Something really kind of quiet and easygoing.
Something like, you know, something kind of that I can really get into.
Something that you just want to, you know, good cry. I mean, okay, here we go. 248 now. We got a call on the line. It's Enda. Hi, Enda.
Hello.
How are you? What can I do for you?
I'd just like to say that I missed lunch when it's gone.
Where are you calling from, Enda?
Raynham.
And are you a regular listener?
All the time.
Well, listen, hopefully we'll be back sometime, Enda.
I hope you're there.
Yeah, it'll be nice. And listen, appreciate you calling.
Pardon?
I appreciate you calling.
All right, grand, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Look.
That's nice, isn't it?
It was. That's nice. It was. He didn't get on and sing, though.
He didn't get on and sing?
No, I wanted him to sing.
He's probably gone. He's gone. It's a bit late now.
Oh, sugar.
Sunshine 101.
Come on, baby.
Belongs to the people of Dublin City. It's located at 539 Medium Wave, and it is Sunshine 101 FM.
Table.
4 past 8 and Justin's in studio. S.
Sorry, we're still in queue. S has been closed as well.
Okay, listen. S is closed, P is closed. Are there any other ones that I should know about?
S is being sublet also.
Who got S?
S has been sublet to the cats and dogs home.
Really?
Yes. Dusty's trying to get in there as well. Unsuccessfully.
So where are you now?
I'm back in queue. I'm
back in queue. Yeah,
it seems to be the only one that's left open.
Oh, fair enough.
We're stuck here.
Fine.
It's dry with some sunny spells today. Temperatures will reach 12 or 13 degrees. At the moment, it's 8 degrees in Dublin. In the north, a bomb was discovered near the main Belfast to Dublin railway line in South Armagh last night. The bomb containing 400 pounds of explosives was found during a follow-up operation after an explosion in the area 2 weeks ago. The device was made of homemade explosives in 8 bags. The IUC say the bomb was primed and clearly intended to murder members of the security forces. Two French sisters freed by radical Palestinians after being held for 13 months in Lebanon have returned to France. They flew from Libya with their father. Some reports say the 6- and 7-year-old girls were released after an appeal by the Libyan leader, Colonel Gaddafi. The two, along with their mother and 5 Belgians, were abducted by Abu Nidal in the Mediterranean. The others are still being held. Finally, the Express reports that little Calvin Jarvis's father was at a loose end at Christmas. He couldn't think what to get for his 4-year-old son as a present. So eventually, he bought him a toy car for £13,000. The replica Bugatti is parked in the garage of their home in Cambridge, alongside the Porsche he got last year. His mother said little Calvin was delighted. He only drives it when we're around. The same as the Porsche.
Ah, around the bend.
I'm Justin McKenna. Now back to the non-stop audits on Sunshine 101.
Right.
Good morning, this is Nails here. Tell you what we'll do, we'll run down what's happening today. Our final day broadcasting here at Sunshine 101. Justin, myself, we're on until 9 o'clock. That's 50 minutes. Then Dusty Rhodes comes along. Well, he's here anyway.
He's here, but, you know.
What are you doing at 9? You go ahead and say what you're doing.
9 o'clock, we are going to start off our show, The History of Sunshine 101. We've been on the air for the last 8 years. We've got the hottest hits from the last 8 years. We're going to tell you kind of some of the funny moments we've had. Maybe the sad moments, you know. We're going to be taking callers on the air, the people dropping into the studio as well. Tons of things happening. That's
after you. All right, I got the point. Sake.
There's no need to get narky about it.
After you,
fix your wig.
After you, it's Mark Byrne.
Yes, indeed.
Mark's on.
Mark has actually been up since 3 o'clock this morning getting ready for the show.
Yeah, what's he been doing?
He's had three baths.
Has he?
Already, yes. Yeah. And he's just in the shower at the moment, I believe. Yes,
fixing his hair.
Fixing his hair, that's exactly what he's up to. Then between
he's got to find his hair, first of all, and then fix it.
Between 4 and 5 o'clock this evening.
The last hour of the breakfast show.
You're back.
Self and Justin again. Yes. Yeah. And then what's happening between 5 and 6?
I don't know, actually. Something big is lined up.
You don't know what's happening I don't know what's going on.
It's
going
to be
great.
Good.
We're never told what's going on.
Oh, well, I suppose that's because we've got the biggest mouths, really.
I'll guess so. 5 and 6, then. Anything happens, I think, yeah.
Sunshine 101 FM.
Whoa! Get me wrong. If I'm looking kind of dead. Today it's going to be bright and sunny and lovely and smashing and all those nice things. 8:15. Good morning, Sunshine 101 FM.
No sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And
calls this morning. People ringing in saying thanks for the music and everything. We're having a great morning here. Really are. Sunshine 101 FM.